The SA Spring Garden Festival is coming up this weekend in the hills. The Mount Pleasant Farmers Market hosting the event on Saturday. Nikki Nolan from the market joins me to discuss. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Jenny. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thanks for joining us. It's an exciting time of year for people who love produce, who love gardening, who love flowers, all that sort of stuff. It's kind of a celebration of all of that, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. It's definitely celebrating the coming spring and all the wonderful things that come with spring, like the flowers and all the beautiful food and being able to be out in the garden and out in nature.
So what's planned? Because normally you've got stalls and you're selling great produce. This time you've got a few extra bits and pieces going on.
Absolutely. So it's actually pretty huge this year. So back to our one-day format, and it's open from 8 till 3, and we've got the garden festival with over 40 garden and home-related stalls, lots of plant and flower stalls. We've got garden sculptures and art. We've got worm farms, birdhouses and beehives, and just lots of amazing things to look at. And then we've also got, running in conjunction with the Spring Garden Festival, our weekly farmers market. So that's going to have lots of beautiful fresh produce, locally raised meat, handmade products from local producers. So all in all, we're having about 70 stalls. So it is going to be huge.
Oh, that is massive.
It is. It's massive. And then we've also got a full program of events as well. So we've got special guests. Speaker, which is Tim Sirith.
Oh, gardening guru, right?
Yes, absolutely. So he is a qualified horticulturalist and he's a rose expert, and he's doing two talks. One is on roses and one is on easy gardening. So that's going to be amazing. And then we've also got a couple of other guest speakers, one of which is Mark Kenley from the Rare Fruit Society of South Australia, and he'll be talking about edible native plants. So that's a fabulous talk that we've got going. And then we've also got a couple of workshops. So we've got a bee experience workshop where you can put on a bee suit and go check out a working hive.
Oh, sorry. I just imagined someone in like a dressed up as a bee, but no. Come on, Jenny. Be real. It's like a suit that protects you from bees.
Yes, that's it. Absolutely. So yeah, definitely got that, you know, big white suit on with the mesh.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've also got a flower crown workshop.
So cute. People
can learn how to make fresh flower crown, which is great. And then a free one for the kids. So there's a nature crafts workshop for the kiddos, and they'll be able to learn how to make some beautiful things with found objects in nature. So a lot of stuff going on. And of course, we've got lots of food and drink and musical entertainment as well. So it is going to be amazing.
With us at the moment is Nikki Nolan from the Mount Pleasant Farmers Market ahead of this Saturday's SA Spring Garden Festival, which is coinciding with the market. Now, this is the first time you and I have chatted, Nikki. How did you come to be part of the market?
So I used to have a food stall at the market 3 years ago. So I was there for almost 3 years myself as a market stall holder. And I absolutely loved it. So I basically picked that market for my stall because I went there as a customer, loved the atmosphere, and thought, this is where I want to sell my stuff. And then I kind of I closed that business down, and then I didn't get to go to the market for a little while, and it was I missed it so much. So when this opportunity came up, I jumped on it because it's just such a wonderful market. A real community atmosphere, and it's just beautiful food, wonderful people, and I'm just so excited to be there.
Yeah, it sounds like a real community. There's a lot of great community spirit, a great way to gather together and have some great friendships as well.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, the market is a community project. We do have volunteers that are members of the community that basically help us run the market. We couldn't do it without them. And really, it is absolutely 100% a community project. It's wonderful.
And it's the 10th year as well, isn't it, since it first started running?
Yes, 10 years. It's amazing, isn't it? And even through COVID, and it's still going, and it's getting bigger and better, and we've got some really exciting things coming up as well. So we will be starting an artisan market.
Ooh.
That's going to run in conjunction with the farmers market once a month.
Oh, great.
Between September and May. So it's not starting until November this year, but we could not be more excited about that.
So, oh, that's so good because, oh, I don't know, I yeah. feel like there's, you know, there's this thing where people buy really cheaply made products that aren't necessarily good for the environment or for the people that make them. So it just feels so much better to be able to buy something that's been handcrafted that you can, you know, give for Christmas and that sort of thing to friends and family and feel a bit better about the money going right to the pocket of the right people.
Absolutely.
So we'll have to do a little reminder or have another chat a bit closer to November about that.
Yes, yeah, we are. We're so excited. And sustainability is definitely one of our core values at the market. So we love to make sure that things are as sustainable as possible. And of course, supporting local artisans is, you know, right up there with our core values as well. So yes, can't wait for that.
Beauty. Oh, great. So Nikki Nolan, Market Day Coordinator and Communications Officer at the Mount Pleasant Farmers Market. Sounds like a great morning. This Saturday, the SA Spring Garden Festival from 8 a.m. Did you say it's until 3, right?
Yes, it is.
Yep. Oh, that sounds beautiful. Well, you have a lovely day and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.